Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir. We appreciate that good singing. I hope the boys and girls who listen to the Children's Bible Club each week will try to learn the songs the Bible Club sings and that you'll join along with us, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And singing is one way to express real praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. Say, Bible Clubber, I wonder if you've written to Aunt Carolyn lately. Now, some of you I know have written a long time ago, and it's time for you to write again. And then some of you are brand new listeners, some on some new stations, and you've never taken time to write Aunt Carolyn. I sure hope you'll do that this week. Write to me today and send your letter to Aunt Carolyn.
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. Or write by email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. That's AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. And did you know that you can hear the Children's Bible Club broadcast throughout the week on the Internet? Yes, on your computer, open our website, www.ChildrensBibleClub.com. When that comes up, click on CBC Radio Program Listing. Then click on the title of the story you would like to hear. You can listen by yourself, or when you have friends over, you can listen together.
And I'm going to be looking to hear from you this week. And now, here's the choir.
Fragrance free.
David had led one battle after the other, until finally he had subdued the Philistines and the Moabites and the Syrians and the country all around him, until at last he sat on the throne as king over Israel, and he was the unquestioned ruler of the surrounding lands as well. Oh, he reigned in power, yet in justice over all the people. God at last had given him victory and rest. Then it was that David remembered a promise that he'd made to his dear friend Jonathan, Saul's son. He'd promised him that no matter what happened, he would show kindness to Jonathan's family. So David called Ziba, a former servant of King Saul, and asked him, "Is there anyone left of the house of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness?" Ziba thought a moment. Why, yes, sire, there is. Jonathan has a son down in Lodabar. But I don't know what you could do for him, sire. He's a cripple." "A cripple? What do you mean?" the king asked. "Oh, yes, the poor thing. It happened when he was just a little tot. The war had been raging, and when news came that Jonathan had been killed by the Philistines, the child nurse just grabbed him up in her arms and ran to hide him for fear the child would be killed too. But, oh, in her fear and haste, she stumbled and fell with the child. Why, the poor little fellow's feet were so crushed and injured that he was crippled for life. Mephibosheth is his name, sire." "Mephibosheth? Where is he?" "Where is he? Why, he's in Lodabar, sir. Well, maybe he is helpless himself, but you could go get him. Take the royal chariot, and take the best team of horses, and go. Make haste." And so the king provided the means for the poor crippled man to come. What fearful questions must have flashed through Mephibosheth's mind when the king's servant stood at his door with a command that he should come before King David. And then, at the palace, he fell in fear and reverence before the king. In his heart he knew his life was in the king's power. Was this a trap? Had King David called him here to put him to death, as other conquerors put down descendants of other enemy kings? Fear gripped his heart, and the silence weighed heavy around him. "Mephibosheth?" King David called him, personally, by name. And his voice was not filled with hate or pride. There was a kindness in the king's voice that poor Mephibosheth hadn't heard or felt since a child in the arms of his nurse. He looked up into the kind but searching eyes of the king. "Behold thy servant," he replied. And the words of King David poured like smooth healing ointment over the crushed heart of the poor cripple. "Mephibosheth, your father and I were dear friends," the king said. "I want to show you kindness for his sake. Now, I know all your grandfather Saul's land was confiscated during the war, but I want all of that to be restored to you. I'm going to send Ziba to work the land for you, since you're crippled and can't tend to it yourself, but he's going to bring the money from the profit of it to you. And I want you to live here in the palace with me, and eat at my table always." At first, it was more than poor Mephibosheth could believe. He was so humble and felt so undeserving that he said, "Why, sire, who am I that the king should even look at such a dead dog as I?" But the king insisted, and he immediately made all the arrangements. And it was a glorious day when Mephibosheth, helpless and crippled as he was, moved into the palace permanently. No longer was he an outcast. He lived with the king. He ate the king's food.
He felt the king's warmth and protection. He feasted on the king's provision. And could he pay the king for all this? No, he was just a cripple. But David didn't do all this for pay. He did it because of his love. Now that's a beautiful picture of what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you boys and girls. Without Jesus Christ, you're a poor, hopeless sinner, lost, and unable to save yourself. You make a promise that you won't do certain things ever again, and then the first thing you know, you've done that very same thing again, and more than that, you've added other things, worse things, too. You can't quit sinning because you're a sinner. You can't save yourself. But you know, Jesus loves you so much that he is sending his word through the Bible, the Holy Scripture, for you to come to him. He says that him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. He's paid the penalty, the bill for your sin. He wants you to accept that payment and come to him by faith for salvation. He'll not only give you forgiveness of sin and eternal life, but he'll also provide for your every need, just like David did for Mephibosheth. He'll give you the love and the fellowship your hungry heart desires. Oh, listen, won't you come to the Lord Jesus Christ today? He says in his word, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Oh, come to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him today. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.